In brightest day,
in blackest night.
Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, to hear the lamentation of the women.
And welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that champions the local comic book shop. We're broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, and we're podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. I am Walter Duralia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Chris Owen, Professor of Comic History at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And as always, we are your Jerry Lewis's.
Your telethon hosts in the world of comic books.
Yes, we are, Chris, because today is a special. It's a once-a-year show today.
Yes, it is. Really is. So this is
what is it again?
Well, it's Pledge Week at CFMU, and so we are asking the community to help out and raise their voices in hopes that, to help CFMU stay on the air. And
you know what? Forget their voices. Open their wallets.
Well, yes, that's true.
Right.
Actually, well, you know what? CFMU 93.3 is redefining radio in your community,
and so
that is one of their mottos. And thank goodness for that, because without it, we would be out of jobs.
Yes, we would. And we'll kick it right off the bat. It's Pledge Week for CFMU. We're looking to raise some money for the station to keep it going. We are the Station of the Year in 2011 at the Hamilton Music Awards, so we are. Are darn good radio stations.
We really are. Yeah. You know what? So we are basically asking our community to go out and support CFMU, the radio station, that you know what? They do all kinds of great things. They've got all kinds of different communities that surround and are part of the on-air crowd. And you can help us out by calling 905-528-9888 or visiting
cfmu.mcmaster.ca/promotions. And I think they have a PayPal thing.
That's right. And we're not going to say you have to go out and donate a certain amount of money, but you know what?
Oh, sure we are.
Well, we're going to say, $30. $30 or more.
Yeah.
It's $30.
That's not even a case of beer.
Exactly.
You know, right.
Donate the equivalent of less than a case of beer, really,
yes.
For a quality programming that you're not going to find anywhere else.
Absolutely not. And listen, comic culture is an integral part of CFMU, and if you want to keep listening to Chris and I,
it is.
Maybe we're going on the wrong approach on this thing here.
Either way, promote CFMU.
Right.
All right.
All right.
All
right, Chris. Well, let's keep the show going then. It's going to be a great show. Like every year during the Pledge Week, we record in the concourse of the university here.
Yes.
Lots of people milling about here.
Well, there's a lot of celebrities that are walking around because of Pledge Week.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And we've asked a few before the show to come on the show.
Yes.
And I don't know who's going to pop in. Hopefully, we're going to get a few celebrities popping
in. Hopefully, we'll get a couple.
If Chris and I can't convince you to get up off the wallet.
Right.
And maybe
get off the wallet.
Maybe a celebrity can. All right. But we're gonna plod through the show because your comic fans are listening, Chris, and we have to give them content.
Absolutely.
It can't just be Pledge the whole hour.
That's right. And you know what? So let's start with our usual topic of New This Week. And New This Week is brought to you by CFMU, the radio station cool enough to take us on.
Yes, they
absolutely.
Are cool, aren't
yes.
they?
Absolutely.
All right, Chris, you've picked five winners.
I know normally we pick three or sometimes four, but I've got five this week.
Right, because we have so many celebrities and we won't have time.
I know, but all you right. know what? A couple of them are really quick. So let's start off with DC. The first one I've got here is from the pages of Fables. You know that comic book Fables by Billy Willingham.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It basically takes all the storylines and the fables
of
and things
old
like that.
Fables,
yeah, Snow White and that kind of thing. Well, anyways, there's a new series out called Ferrest, and I think it's going to be dealing with mainly the women of the sort of storybook fables and that kind of thing.
Women.
So Snow White and Rose Red and those kind of characters, and so it's going to be a little bit different. It's
Sleepy.
Gonna be focusing. I don't think Sleepy was one of the fairest women.
No,
but anyways, it looks like a great book by Bill Willingham, Phil Jimenez, and Andy Lanning.
Bill Willingham is helming it. And that's
yes.
probably the key to fables,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely,
he's the guy that writes the fables. So
and
you'll want him penning this.
Yeah, and not only is it a great book, but you know what? It's got a great cover by Adam Hughes as well. So you know what?
Right.
If for no other reason, you got to pick that. And
right, Chris, the Adam Hughes fan.
And I had to pick, you know, just for the fact that. You know, new logo on DC this week. I see it on the cover of the new Night Force comic. So DC's got the new logo sporting this week, and so I thought I wanted to show that. I hadn't seen it before, so if you want to check out the new logo, you can see it on Night Force.
Awesome, I like it. I'm gonna be politically incorrect here, Chris. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be politically incorrect. I do not like the DC's We Can Be Heroes. Help the Horn of Africa. I like oh my God.
Okay, this isn't pledge week for them,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, it's not a laughing matter, people starving and stuff like that, but I don't know when a corporation you know, ties merchandising and marketing to helping people in dire needs.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
I hear what you're saying. Okay. Let's just move on.
All right, let's move on. Chris,
right.
I know you don't want to tackle that prickly subject. So
prickly.
Let's go on to, Marvel's got, you've picked The Age of Apocalypse.
That's right.
From the pages of the Uncanny X-Force, Age of Apocalypse number one.
Yeah, you know, I figured it was a number one. It's always a good point to start on.
Really?
When,
number one? Really?
Number one.
What
well, it really
me?
Is. It really
hold on.
Is.
Hold on. You're telling me number one is a good point to start on?
As opposed to number two, that's right.
Okay.
I know it's hard to believe.
Right.
But you know what? So here's the deal. Basically, Professor Xavier died before, creating the X-Men. However, Apocalypse, for those of you in the know, the big blue guy, he basically rose to power and he creates his own sort of vision of what the mutant world is going to be like. And this is sort of another take on that by David Lapham, I'm not really sure how you say that, and Roberto De La Torre. It looks like a great book for those of you who are into the X-Men titles. It's got a cool cover by Umberto Ramos as well.
Right. A lot of fans out there for X-Men. So obviously all the comics we've picked are available today, Wednesday, at your local comic book shop. So please, we have to forget. We can't forget. We have
no,
to forget.
No,
no.
No.
We can't forget.
Lest we forget.
Lest we forget. the show is all about Champion, the local comic book store.
Right.
Hamilton has great comic book shops. And all the whole world has great comic book shops, really. And wherever you're listening, jump into your local comic book shop, check out the news this week, and you'll find...
Are we not doing the rest of the comics?
Well, no, I'm just trying to fit the plug in
that
I was supposed to do at the beginning.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris.
All right, what do we have next?
All right, well, you know what? This is it's really a nothing much of an issue, but it's...
It's nothing much of an issue.
But it's Spawn number 217. Every time a Spawn issue comes out, I'm always shocked that there's...
joy.
Yeah, like, I just can't believe it's actually coming out. Anyways, it's Spawn number 217, still being written and plotted by Todd McFarlane. The guy named John Goff, who's helping him out there, and the guy who's doing the art is a guy named Simon Kudransky. And but more than that, I thought it was interesting that there was actually a cover by Michael Golden, who is one of the longtime greats in the comic book field. He's done lots of great work for. I mean, I remember he was doing work on Marvel Fanfare and the NOM, and he's done Batman and all kinds of stuff. So
goes way back. And they get Spawn number 20 at your local comic book shop.
That'd be
check
217.
That out.
217. 20th. It's the countdown
right.
Countdown to the 20th anniversary.
All right. I read the cover wrong.
Yeah,
right.
You really did.
All right. Spawn number 217 at your local comic book shop.
All right.
Today.
And finally, with the got the kids pick of the week. We've got Toy Story by Disney and Pixar. This is a one of four. It's a new original comic story. It's all about the usual gang of the Toy Story characters, Woody and Buzz Lightyear, and all that kind of stuff. Anyways, I thought it looked really great, so I thought I'd give it a plug.
All right, so that's Toy Story. Let me get this wrong here. Number one of four from Disney's. For a limited series from Disney's Pixar, head into your local comic book shop. Check it out. Check everything out that's new this week. And I think Chris is segueing into a musical number.
Yeah, so this week we've got a little ditty called Tarzan of Harlem by Cab Calloway. We'll be right back.
Browns in a rage. And not from blowing gates, they've got a new type menace up there. He just blew into town. He's slim and coffee brown. His trademark is the call that fills the air. But Harlemites, don't take alarm. He really doesn't mean you harm. He's only loaded up with jungle charm. No trees about, but listen to him shout, whoa! He's the Tarzan of Harlem. Big gals and small, all answer to his call. Whoa! He's the Tarzan of Harlem.
He's the Tarzan of Harlem.
Instead of swinging from the trees, he swings round the old Savoy, romancing all those chickadees with a hey and a fly, fly, fly. He just can't miss. He kills them with a kiss. And if some night you hear a roar and someone's breaking down a door, that's just the way to ask for more. Whoa!
Yes, yes, yes.
Swing
it is the CFMU Harlem Shakedown.
Ah, yes. Oh, come on. You know what? How good is that, eh?
It's better than good.
Yeah, it's a Tarzan of Harlem by Cab Calloway. It doesn't get much better.
Listen. Yeah. Quick aside on Cab Calloway. I'm an older guy than you, Chris. I remember the Blues Brothers when it came out.
Right,
you know,
yes. And, I still remember that. Come on. I'm not
and,
that old.
You know what? I mean, legends, Chris, legends. James Brown, Aretha Franklin, you know, Ray Charles, you know, John Lee Hooker.
Yes.
But my favorite sequence was the Cab Calloway Minnie
awesome.
The Moocher
yeah,
sequence.
Minnie the Moocher.
Oh,
was awesome.
My
yeah,
God.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's keep it going, Chris. So where are we? We're at
Mailbag.
Comic Culture. Oh, you know what? Comic Culture Mailbag. You and I arranged this before. Here's Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee, hello.
Hello.
We arranged this before, Chris. Stan Lee is here in the studio. I'm very, very honored. He's going to answer. There's an email for Stan Lee. And he's going to answer the mailbag. So the Comic Culture Mailbag is, Dear Mr. Lee, I know that you are a hit with the ladies. What comic books do you recommend for picking up women? I have tried everything else. This is Larry Appleton from Chicago, Illinois.
Well, you know, Larry, as Stan Lee, I've written a lot of love comics in my time. And perhaps the most lovingly ones that I've ever written was a little comic book called The Fantastic Four.
Right.
And I think that, you know, I think people could really relate to a lot of the, you know, The Thing. You know, he's rock hard. Unfortunately, you know, he's very ugly, but he can still get a woman.
Right. He could, right? Remember, but I think she liked him as his human persona, or she felt sorry for him. Or I forget how that went, Stan. You probably forget.
I don't really remember. Right. I can't remember what I did yesterday.
All right, Stan. Now, Stan, it's great to have you
Fantastic
here.
Fantastic Four! Excelsior!
It's great to have you here in the studio, Mr. Lee. Now I remember back in 96, I think Marvel was bankrupt, I think, or in the mid-90s. Now, did they, like CFMU, where you're here to support the radio station, and we appreciate you coming in. Did Marvel have to do any kind of fundraising to try to stave off bankruptcies?
Well, you know, as Stan Lee, I also helped create Spider-Man.
Okay, Mr. Lee. All right, so Mr. Lee. There's your escorts are here. Your
Excelsior! Make mine Marvel.
Right. All right. Well, it was great to have Stan Lee here, wasn't it, Chris? I mean,
oh, that was great. Yeah, he really added a lot to the show.
He basically didn't answer one of my questions.
No, he really didn't. He really
All right.
didn't.
But, good
well,
for
you know,
him.
He is getting on in years.
He is. Now, what Stan, I think, wanted to say was support CFMU.
Yes, absolutely.
And call 905-528-9888 or jump online, go cfmu.mcmaster.ca. /promotions. Click on the PayPal link and just donate, what, $30?
Yeah, $30 is what we're asking. Yeah, you know what?
And Stan will be happy.
Did you know that CFMU has approximately 150 volunteers from all kinds of people from all over Hamilton?
Yeah, we're two of them.
Right. You know what? 150 volunteers to make this radio station work. I mean, you know, you and I, we don't get paid.
Correction,
obviously.
Three of them. Our engineer, Andrew, and our producer,
that's right.
Four of them,
Anthony Falcone.
Yep.
You know what? And you know what? Clearly, they're doing a fantastic job. Not just us, but everybody's doing a great job because really, you don't get quality programming like this. Tongue in cheek, you know.
Right.
But seriously, you don't get great stuff like this.
I mean,
this
what other station in Hamilton gets Stan Lee? Come on.
Exactly.
Honestly.
I completely agree. You know, and really, we're very, very fortunate to have the kind of radio station that we do have right now working, you know, or being a part of the Campbellton community.
Right. Yeah, and it was great to have Stan here.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Yeah. Stan Lee is a giant of the industry. We're very honored to have him here.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Chris.
All right. Well, let's go on to industry news.
Is that what we're doing next? We're doing
industry news.
Next? You know what? The show is such a chaotic whirlwind here. We usually don't record here in the Concourse.
No, I know. It's a little bit strange.
All right.
But industry news is brought to you by CFMU, the radio station that is cool enough to take us on.
They are?
And we're still here.
Right.
How long have we been doing the show? Almost 4 years now, right?
Right.
And
right.
Really, what other radio station would take us on? Really, I mean, in all seriousness.
I don't think you have to say it.
I'm just saying. It's a great thing.
All right. Chris, we're going to get on to Hold on.
Somebody just walked by. Hold on.
Mr. Christopher Walken.
Is here. Holy crap.
Mr. Walken, it's an honor to have you on the show.
Fellas, it's good to see you. It's been a while. I haven't been in Canada for long, but I love the scenery.
Now, Mr. Walken, you know, you've been in some amazing movies in your time. The Deer Hunter, Pulp Fiction. Now, have you ever actually seen you play in like a superhero kind of movie? Has there ever been a hero that you wanted to play?
Guys, I could play anyone. Really. Let me tell you something, though. I'd like to be Marsupial Man. Because he's very fast. Marsupials, they dart. You can't even see them. They're so fast.
No, I can't say as I'm familiar with Marsupial Man. Is that a character of your own creation? Or
he'd be my own title.
Okay, all right. But
fellas, I gotta say, charities, they're great, you know? And I've done plenty. But really, you know what? Everyone's always happy. I'm at a charity. They're happy. They spend money.
That's true. That's very true.
But I just did a eulogy last week.
Oh.
And people were still happy. I think it's my persona, my
character.
I think
people are just happy to see you, for sure.
Well, you know what? If people want to donate money, 905-528-9888. The last one. It's real sneaky.
Well, hey, you know what? We really appreciate you coming by here. Thank you so much for being
Absolutely.
Part of our show, Mr. Walken. And good luck with everything in your next movie.
Thanks, guys. Ciao.
All right, that was Christopher Walken who
you know, it's always
just
great
the
that
studio. He's being actually mobbed as we speak.
I know,
as he's leaving the studio.
Poor guy. Wow. Poor guy. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, we love you, Christopher!
Good for Mr. Walken. Well, great that he came on the show.
Yes, absolutely.
I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, he almost got that, almost got that
Han Solo,
Han Solo job,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, almost got that role, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Chris, you know, right. Let's keep it going. We still have content. We have to stay on target.
Stay on target, just like in Star Wars. Stay on target.
Right. Let's do some trailer trash first.
All right, okay? So, John Carter.
Yeah, did you see this?
I have not seen
it. I saw it today.
The movie?
No,
the trailer.
There's a 10-minute trailer.
Right.
On the internet, I guess.
Okay.
That thing called the internet. Yeah. I've seen the 10-minute trailer, and it is brilliant. It's kind of I don't know if it's a sequence in the movie or not. I haven't seen the movie. But it's a sequence kind of post-Civil War USA in the you know, the Wild West,
right,
kind of thing, and it is really, well, really good.
I can't mention any names, but a friend of mine actually saw it on the weekend. He's a bit of a reporter kind of guy, and he said it was okay. He thought,
come on.
He said it was just okay. Now he is a bit of a movie buff, so I think maybe perhaps his expectations are a little bit higher than normal. But he said the dialogue was a little strange. That he was often too many characters with strange names that are hard to remember. So when they're referring to people in the movie, like, you know, they would say things like, "Well, I just saw Thrawn over at by the Thrakville, and you need to go talk to Skarsgård," and, you know, things like that. Like, you know, it was kind of hard to understand where the characters were coming from and that kind of thing. So I think the dialogue and the writing wasn't all that great, but
okay,
he did say it. But he did say
to this guy,
yes, but he did say the visual effects were amazing.
Right.
So,
well, the part. Hey, hold on. The part that I saw in this 10-minute clip, there really were no visual effects. It was out in the Wild West, and it was just really, really well done. Almost like a Sergio Leone type of thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Really, really well done. It was just beautiful cinematically. I want to see this movie now.
You know, I do want to see it myself, and mainly because really, it's by, you know, Edgar Rice Burroughs, who was creator of Tarzan, and so I want to really see what Disney has done with this character. Now, one of the other things I didn't like about the movie is that I didn't see it myself, but I heard about it, was that the Edgar Rice Burroughs is actually a character in the movie, which I don't quite.
It's part of this clip.
Oh, okay. So I don't understand that. I haven't read the novels myself, but I don't.
Well, hold on. Don't be jump to judge.
Okay, jump to judge.
Don't be harsh to judge. I don't know how to say the word I'm saying, but don't hurry to jump in and judge.
I understand.
Okay,
right.
So I'm looking forward to the movie. There is a 10-minute clip right now on the internet on John Carter,
right,
Warlords from
right.
Mars. So
and
I'm
I will see it.
All right. Excellent.
Okay.
All right, Chris.
Here we go.
I think, what are we going to do? Are we going to do an interlude here?
Do we want another musical interlude here? Okay, let me just...
I actually see a guy coming in that we both know and love, but let's save him for security. Just keep him out. We'll save him for after the thing.
All right, here we go. Here's one you probably weren't expecting. Iron Man by the Cranberries. Oh, hold on. Wait. Sorry, wait. There we go.
Okay, let's get down.
That's not it either. Hold on. Wait.
Yeah, so this is high end.
Here we go.
On the fly.
This is it. This is it. This is it.
I am
Yeah, you know what?
Nice.
Iron Man by the Cranberries.
I love
you know,
it.
Hard to get,
I
hard to get, but great tune. Anyways.
All right, Chris. Brings us to industry news, I guess. And industry
still
news.
Industry news.
Right. Well, that was mailbag, but this is industry news.
Well, we did
news.
Trailer trash, too.
Absolutely. And it's, again, the whole show really is brought to you by the CFMU
Absolutely.
Radio station.
You know
the
what?
Radio station that is, you know, Hamilton's kind of jewel.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely. You know what? CFMU, did you know that CFMU's programming schedule is almost 100% station produced? That means almost all of our programming is made by people within the community. And speaking of the community, there's more than 15 different cultural communities that have a voice here on CFMU.
including the comic cultural community.
Absolutely.
Which we're one of.
Absolutely. You know what?
Right.
And you know what? We really do need your support. We need the money. We are surviving. We are a nonprofit organization that is out there for the community. So we're hoping that our listeners will pledge, you know, somewhere around the $30 range. We're hoping to get at least $30 or more. But you know what? You're more than welcome to pledge whatever you like. We will take whatever we can get. But you know what? Pledge whatever you can afford. We would, in order to continue to get the kind of programming that you're loving to hear here on CFMU.
Right. And remember to call. What's the number to call again? 905-528-9888 to pledge. Please call. Please, please call. And go on cfmu.mcmaster.ca/promotions. Now, there's no www in front of that. That's right after the double slashes of the HTTP.
Yeah, you know what? If you Google CFMU and go to promotions page.
Go to promotions page. Sorry. Thanks, Chris. You're the savvy.
That's me, savvy.
Chris, did you get the email from the CFMU general manager there on how to pitch on air?
I may have done
did
that.
Did you read that part?
A little bit, yeah.
No, I didn't. No. That's why we're struggling right now.
Well, hold on. We could actually say the whole thing online, but
no,
we don't want to
do that.
Okay.
Let's not do that. Hey, Chris, listen, we have another guest celebrity coming.
Oh, fantastic.
It's great to have. I don't know if you, I'm a big fan of Mr. Don Knox. Don Knox in
Hamilton. Don Knox is here, really?
Don Knox. Mr. Knox, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. What happened to Robert Downey?
Robert Downey?
Mr. Chris, you didn't see because he was behind you there, but Robert Downey was trying to get in.
And
we had
that
thing going, and the security didn't let him in, and he left.
But he's Iron Man. I had the song playing and everything.
I know. I'm sorry.
Guys, I don't know what's happening.
And so, Mr. Knotts, when you were on Three's Company as Mr. Furley, did you ever think to yourself, perhaps one day I will be, supporting a comic culture radio show? I mean, do you even like comics?
Well, no. I mean, I like books.
Well, now when you were did you ever think that maybe when you were doing movies like Private Eyes or The Apple Dumpling Gang, did you ever think that maybe one day you would be, having some time here at CFMU?
Well, I just leave it to the Beaver.
What?
Where am I anyway?
All right, well, thanks a lot for stopping by there.
It was great to be here.
We love you, Don Knox.
Mr. Knox, Don Knox, it's great to have him.
It's not, by the way, not Knox.
The School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, that's what I figured, yeah.
I'll allow it.
Wow, he's still here. He just won't seem to go away.
I know.
I'm going to take a seat.
I think Mr. Knotts is going to.
You know what? If
he
wants to stick around, he's more than welcome to.
That's awesome. All right. We need a little studio audience guy.
That's true. Okay.
Here. We have hot dogs.
All right, Chris. Let's talk about the Avengers versus X-Men.
Yeah, so this is happening soon. You know what?
Big Marvel event this year. This is Marvel's answer to DC's New 52. Really?
But you know what? Hey, why not? Because you know what? Nothing is better really than intercompany crossovers where you've got Avengers versus X-Men. Come on, it doesn't get any bigger than that in the Marvel community, let alone in the comics community.
It's almost like there's two companies within Marvel.
There really is.
X Universe
and everything else. Yeah,
right. And which right. Avengers probably encapsulates 80% of the everything else.
Well, it does now. You know what? For a long time, remember in like the 80s and 90s, really the Avengers were kind of like an odd title because it didn't have any of the big names in the Avengers. Like, remember, like Dr. Druid was in the Avengers and the Shroud and, all these weird characters. Of course, now they finally stepped up to the plate and they've done basically what the Justice League has, which is basically they've taken all of their top tier characters and put them in one big team. Right?
Why not? I mean, your top team should have your top characters.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no reason to have the Shroud or Dr. Druid in the comics.
I mean, you can have those cool synergy type second tier characters that kind of everybody is cool and they kind of all make sense, in other words.
For sure.
Whereas, the top tier team really doesn't have to make sense. It should have Spider-Man. It should have Wolverine. It should have Thor. It should have whatever.
Iron Man, and that kind of stuff. So this is coming out soon. You know what? So, but the good thing is that, you know, to keep track of the different comics that are coming out now, there's actually an Avengers versus X-Men checklist.
There is a checklist out right now. Yes. There's a checklist.
I feel like this is kind of like something to do with like kind of like trailer trash, because really there's not much to talk about here, but somehow we're...
We get the checklist, and that's important. The checklist is now online.
I can't believe we're having a whole segment about a checklist.
Remember collecting hockey cards when I was a kid?
Yeah, I know.
I used to
love
the checklist.
Need them, got them,
got them.
You know, and the funny thing about is about the checklist, there was always the hardest ones to get in mint condition because everybody used them.
That's right.
So
that's right.
They're hardest to find.
So the Avengers versus X-Men checklist. What I like about what I'm just going to throw in the two cents is I like the checklist. It's not massively extensive.
No, it really isn't. And
so
you know,
it's good.
You know, I remember seeing some of those checklists back for like, say, Secret Invasion or
those
other kind of.
Oh my god!
And there's
you
like four pages.
Or five pages.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This one, there looks like there's maybe, I don't know, 30 books on it.
Yeah, listen, and as comic book fans, we like to get into an event. You almost have to buy into it, Chris. You almost have to say, gosh darn it, I'm in.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm in.
And you know what? I'm thinking about being in for this.
Good.
I'm thinking about being in. I haven't been in for a book like this in a long time.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking about being in. This is the one that's going to get me back in.
And you know
in.
What? And part of the reason that you might be in is the fact that it's not daunting.
It's not over. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
There's not 40 different titles that I have to
collect. You know, Fear Itself or whatever.
Fear Itself this,
like,
Fear Itself that, Secret Invasion
read,
this.
You know, She-Hulk flipping Fear Itself.
Exactly. Right. Squirrel Girl. What? Scrum, I got to read that? Oh, I don't want to
read
that.
So Avengers versus X-Men, and Marvel is going to plug this thing the whole year through.
Well, the thing is, so it starts in March, and it runs until September, but there really isn't that many comics that you have to buy within that whole time frame,
Exactly.
Right? So it's a great gimmick, if you want to call it that.
I think it's a great event.
Yeah.
I think comic fans that, you know, hey, listen, not like there aren't any X-Men or Avengers comic fans out there.
No, that's right. That's right. You know, and really looking forward to it. Now, hold on a second.
Oh, we have somebody. Look at this.
Would you believe this? I can't believe this.
Rosie
O'Donnell is here in the studio with us.
Miss
right now.
O'Donnell.
Hello, Miss O'Donnell.
Dump. Rosie's here.
Wow. Rosie, thank you so much for coming to the show. That's sort of an odd thing to say, but you know, I enjoying your web blogs and your comics and all that these days.
No, Rosie's just here. She's shooting koosh. She's shooting koosh, everybody. Everybody shoot some koosh. Shoot koosh for charity. Charity. Everybody loves koosh.
Do you remember those koosh ball things that she used to send?
I haven't got a clue what's
all right,
going
well,
on.
Well, you know what? We do appreciate you coming to the show, but I'm sure you can't stay.
Okay, you guys are good, but I'm going to go shoot koosh down the street.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks a lot for coming by, Rosie.
See you later, boys.
Wow, you know, it's
is that a boy or girl?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
She said she was Rosie, but you know, I don't know.
All right, Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell, of course, who was, what was she famous?
Well, she had her own TV show
for
a long time. And but you know, more importantly, she was in A League of Her Own. Which was one of my favorite movies with John Lovitz and you know that other person. I can't remember what her name is now, but you know.
Right. I think. Anyway.
I think Madonna was in it.
Was she?
Yeah. I think
No. Oh, that's where I know Rosie O'Donnell from. Hold on. She was in that baseball movie.
That's. I just said that League of Her Own.
Oh, is that what that
with
movie
Madonna
is?
Okay, and. Right. And Tom, who? Tom Hanks. Oh, yeah, Tom Hanks was in
that.
That's
Hanks,
right. Yeah, yeah.
Right on.
And John Lovitz. Good movie. You know, my favorite line from John Lovitz was when they're all on the bus heading towards the field. And, of course, these girls are from the farm. So he's like, see the grass, cowgirls? Don't eat it.
Right.
Anyways,
listen, you
good,
know what?
My favorite lines.
It's great. Every year we have this show, and every year celebrities do pop in. But I really wish they would help plug the CFMU fundraising week. Chris and I are doing the fundraising week show. We're right in smack dab in the middle of it. Please phone 905-528-9888. Commit a pledge or jump online, go to cfmu.mcmaster.ca/promotions And you can even just go right and do a PayPal payment or everything like that.
Right,
remember,
absolutely,
we're only asking for 30 bucks, and 30 bucks won't even get you a case of beer.
Well, you know what? CFMU, I got to say, is actually a public meeting place for many voiceless dimensions within the society, right? Like, so local cutting-edge people who are artists and music lovers and things like that, they musicians, marginalized groups, and multicultural families and different cultures and things like that, they like to come in and they like to do all kinds of different plugs on CFMU. We've got over two dozen different programs here and dedicated volunteers who, you know, obviously, you know, address important ethnic questions and cultural diversities and things like that. So really, you know, CFMU is one of a kind.
One of a kind.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, let's keep it moving.
All right.
Let's talk about
Comixology. Comixology, yes.
Kokanya, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Sorry.
All right. Comixology, it's the company that, I guess, what do they do? They do the online
comics. Well, they do the comics, online comics, right?
The downloading of comics.
Yeah, well, they prepare the downloading of comics. And you know what? So they have now had over 50 million comics downloaded.
50 million comics downloaded.
50 million. So you know what? If they got a dollar for each one,
that's $50 million.
Exactly. They didn't because they gave away a lot. But right, I'm just saying.
So I'm reading. This is ICV2, a great website. And they're reporting that Comixology actually in December 2011, 6.4 million downloads.
That's awesome.
Of comics and graphic novels. But they do put the little stipulation in that most of them were free.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, but you know what?
But still, it's just a measure of just the weight.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that because, you know what? They're going to get people hooked onto it. And, you know, just like crack, the first one's free.
Yeah, like phonics.
Just like phonics.
Yeah, like phonics, yeah. Right.
So, you know
or crack. You're right. Yeah. So, yeah, what is it? That is 6.4 million, and obviously it's growing.
Right,
obviously
absolutely.
It's growing. Yeah. It's getting to a point, I think. And the debate on the internet is what? It's are the downloads helping or hurting print?
Well, yes. This
Some
is,
people are saying that it's helping print.
And I think it is helping. I think people are downloading the comics online, and they're saying, hey, you know what? I want to check this out a little bit better. I want to have this in my hands. I'm going to go to the comic book shop and see what else is available out there. So I think it's actually helping print, believe it or not.
Yeah, hopefully their local comic book shop.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. You absolutely.
Yeah, so basically we're at the point, you know, in the kind of long history of the comic book medium where you know the downloads, the electronic, the computer type of generated graphics are there for people to consume their comics. The question is, unlike music and video, where when you're watching the TV or when you're listening on your earbuds, are they called buds?
Yeah, that's right. That's excellent. Good. Yeah.
So when you're listening on your earbuds or when you're watching on your computer or TV,
right?
It's really irrelevant where the source came from.
Whether you bought absolutely,
it, whether
absolutely.
You bought it on that's a CD, right. whether right. you yeah. stole yep. it, yep. whether you downloaded it from, like paid for it from iTunes or something like that. Whereas comics, it's still different. It's still up in the air because it's two different physical forms. Right?
That's right. Yeah.
And you're not consuming it in the same manner.
No, and the thing is, it's not like
delivery.
You know, so, you know, video games are video games. You can't, you know, you get it in one way. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, comic
how
books,
you get it is irrelevant.
Comic books is different. You can get it, and you can get it online. You can get it in real format, right?
Right.
So it's struggling in the fact that it's still finding its way through this, you know, intermedia kind of conundrum here, and the fact that, you know, I think eventually it'll get it, but and it'll thrive in both ways. And you know what? Oh, hold
right.
on, hold on a second.
Right.
Hold on,
you're,
hold on. Wait,
you're
wait,
absolutely
wait.
Right. Oh
wait,
my
wait.
God.
Hold yeah. on, hold on. We got Arnold Schwarzenegger is now in the building. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh my goodness, this is craziness. Hold on. So Arnold. So
it's great to be here.
Thank you for coming to join us here today,
great
Arnold.
To be here.
You know, I got to ask you. You know, as this is comic culture, you know, were you once inspired? You know, to make your physique. Were you inspired by heroes or comics or anything like that?
Well, I tell you, one morning when I was young, I woke up. I looked in the mirror. I was naked. I looked in the mirror. And I noticed that I was one muscle was disproportionately larger than the rest. And I decided to build around it.
Good for you. And So well, clearly, you know, that made you a success in life over everything. So,
yes, it did. Yes. Yeah.
So, we're very happy. Do you have anything to say about CFMU?
It is a great radio station. I support local radio stations. I support local radio stations. I encourage the listeners to phone CFMU and give them money.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. Thank you very much for stopping by. I know you're a busy guy here. Thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. And have yourself a great day.
My pleasure.
All right. Wow. Well, can you imagine? We just had
You know what? Arnold. He was a lifetime idol of mine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't know that's why he got into bodybuilding.
I had no idea.
Right.
I had no idea.
That explains the whole housemaid thing and everything when you
yes,
think about it.
Yes,
right?
That's right. Yes.
Wow. All right, Chris. What do we got? Do you want to take a musical interlude here?
Let's take a musical interlude here. And
Arnold's being mobbed out there. Look at him.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? So let's just take a quick musical interlude, and we'll go. We'll come right back and talk a little bit more about comics.
Sherlock Holmes, Chris.
Well, yeah,
Sherlock
you know what? Holmes. I've got all new songs here for
I love it. Today. This is a great week this week. And, of course, fitting for the fundraising
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely. This is a very important show. Going to have new songs.
All right. So we're listening to Comic Culture's CFMU fundraising week show.
Yes.
We're encouraging everybody, please, to call 905-528-9888 or jump online and hit cfmu.mcmaster.ca/promotions. Go ahead.
You know, I was just going to say, you know what? One of the things I do love about being on CFMU is the fact that we do have community programming like this that although it's community programming, people actually listen to us all over the world. Right.
I mean, you're absolutely right.
Although this is part of the community, we actually listen to all over the world, and people from all over love to listen to this stuff. All the volunteers are trained at CFMU, and most, like ourselves, really begin with no radio experience.
Hey, listen, I know you and I have, believe it or not, fans in London, England,
yes.
in New York City.
That's right.
And
yep.
That's a great thing. And that's the power of the internet,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And CFMU is a presence on the internet. And if you want to help CFMU go viral, as they say.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Support the station.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
I think we should be proud of as Hamiltonians.
For sure, for sure.
We
really are.
CFMU is doing for the community and you know, just for radio in general.
Yeah, absolutely. And one last thing. Did you know that CFMU is almost 34 years old?
Almost.
Well, okay, for 34 years old.
Right.
And is one of the three oldest campus radio stations in Canada, along with CKCU in Ottawa and CFRC in Kingston. And CFRU in Guelph is also at 93.3, but they're only a couple of years younger.
Right on.
You know, so really, we've been around a long time, and we're only going to get better.
A little longer in the tooth, but we're getting better.
We're getting better. We're getting better all the time.
We're like fine wine.
You know what? I like to say to myself, I can't wait till tomorrow because I get better looking with every day.
Good for you, Owen.
Absolutely.
All right, listen, let's talk about the Avengers. So the Avengers, the big movie's coming out.
Yeah,
right?
This is awesome. May the 4th.
May the 4th.
Yeah, May the 4th.
So Marvel because they spent $870 trillion to make the movie.
Yes.
They're looking to recoup some of their money.
I can't blame them for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so at C2E2, which is the huge Chicago Comic-Con happening in mid-April,
yep.
Marvel is going to auction off some of the props from that movie and from the Thor Iron Man
movies. And this is awesome. You know what? So some of the things that you can actually buy here, for example, you can buy a stunt version of Thor's hammer Mjolnir. You can buy an Iron Man Mark II.
You know what, Chris?
Suit. And hold on. And you can buy, best of all, I think, anyways, you can buy a cosmic cube, which I think is the bomb.
It's like a Rubik's Cube?
No, not even remotely close to that. But, but you know what? But thanks for coming out. Thanks for paying attention
right.
to the show.
All right.
But you know what?
Is it colorful?
No.
Is it glow? It's
actually, yes.
Oh,
yes, it
okay,
does.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
I think it's awesome.
All right. Well, listen, the thing is, I read this too, and I'm going, wow. They're looking for that foam rubber hammer of Thor's, $4,000 to $6,000.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. You know what?
Yeah, you know what? We at our store, we had them for $19.99. I swear to God. I mean, $4,000 to $6,000. I should have said that. You know, it was used in the movie.
You could have. You'd be wrong. You'd be lying. And you know,
that's a good point. Yeah.
But you know what?
Wah.
Even better, the full screen used Captain America costume and shield will likely bring $20,000 to $30,000.
Wow.
So you know what? I'm suggesting to all of our pledges out there that instead of going out and spending $20,000 to $30,000 on a Captain America costume,
yeah.
give $30 to CFMU and call it a day.
Yeah, and head up to your local comic shop
exactly.
and buy the 1999 Thor hammer.
Exactly. Much better. Much right. better value for your dollar.
Good job, Chris.
All right. So
all right, now
hold on. There's all these celebrities walking around here. Hold on. I can't believe this.
I see him walking in.
I barely see them walking. He's
I know,
so small.
You're right,
Yoda is here with us today.
Mr.
Yoda, sure.
Mr. Yoda. An honor to have you on the show, sir.
Graced you are.
We really are graced to have you here. Now, Yoda, I got to ask you a question. So, you know, in your day when you were fighting, you know, you're starting the rebellion against the Empire with Darth Vader and the Emperor and all that kind of stuff.
Tough times.
Yeah, exactly. Now, clearly, when you first started, you, much like CFMU, did not have a whole lot of money, and you must have had to raise money somehow. How did you do it?
Absolutely. Yoda, big pimp.
Big pimp.
Yes.
Oh, no. Hold on a second. So, hold on. Are you saying that Yoda was you're a pimp?
Was. Yoda, stand at street corner.
Oh boy.
Girl, $20. Jedi, $100.
So hold on. So
Mister, is it Mister?
Mister Yoda.
Mister Yoda.
Oh, you're, when you're pimping, it's Mister.
Papa Yoda.
Papa Yoda. Wow.
Wow. Mac Daddy Yoda on
I like
the
it.
Right here.
I like it. All right.
Wow. Mr. Yoda. So I mean, okay. I don't know if we should ask him
you know
to,
what?
Let's, to plug CFMU or not.
Probably but, not.
Right,
probably
yeah.
not. If he's pimping.
Okay, Mr. Yoda, may, what's the word?
May the fourth be with you.
May the fourth be with you.
Good times.
Well, Yoda
support charity.
Mr. Yoda, pimp Mac Daddy Yoda, thank you so much for coming and being part of our show today.
Wow. A visit from Yoda, it doesn't happen every day.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't.
And I'm quite honored to have him here on the show.
Yeah, that's great.
Look at he's just floating away. Look over there.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy. He's got his lightsaber out.
Right.
And I mean,
is that
like,
no, is that, yeah, that
yeah,
is.
That is yeah.
Okay. It's, oh, boy.
Woo! Well, the lightsaber, he's green and the lightsaber is purple. So
right.
we know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Chris, we should move on.
All right. So,
hey, let's talk about a very, very touchy, volatile, controversial
this
subject.
This really is.
This
so,
is the moms attack Archie.
Well, okay. So for our listeners, we have to let them know that so Archie Comics basically refers – they came up with a comic with Kevin Keller, right, who's the gay
– the blind guy, right? The
no,
blind guy that couldn't
no,
hear or see.
That's Helen Keller.
Right.
This,
okay,
is, this is Kevin Keller, and I'm this
sorry.
Is – He's in Life with Archie. He's gay, and in issue number 16, he gets married to a same sex marriage. So now, unfortunately, there's apparently a project called American Family Association where 1 million moms has actually urged its members to email Toys R Us. The good news for comics is that the organization doesn't really like anything. And, you know, unfortunately, children.
Wait a minute. Is that the good news?
Well.
That they don't really like anything?
Well.
No, I mean, well, okay. Chris, the problem is that if I can put my two cents in.
Sure.
I don't want to be sound politically incorrect here or anything like that.
Too late.
The moms have a problem with the same-sex marriage thing on comic books at the store. Because kids will come in and they'll want to buy their Archie, right?
Right.
And Archie is promoting the political correctness of you know, the same-sex marriage and all that kind of stuff like that. And I don't know whose side to take on here. I don't like how they how the Archie company said you know, if you're narrow-minded, you'll be against this. I don't know if it necessarily means narrow-minded. Obviously, it's not an issue, you know, same-sex marriage and all that kind of stuff.
But
you know what? You have to understand that parents, these are parents. You know, let's say they have a 7-year-old girl or an 8-year-old boy or whatever, and they want to buy Archie and they want to maybe they're uncomfortable. Maybe they just don't know what to do.
Absolutely.
Maybe they're, oh, my God, like, you know, the same-sex marriage stuff. Should I buy this for my kid? Maybe it's ignorance. Maybe they just haven't got a clue. And when you're ignorant, like when you're self-admittedly ignorant.
Yes.
Like, and I don't say that as a bad thing. Just you just don't have the knowledge that you need to have to make the decision, right? Because, you know, people are busy and stuff. They kind of get their back up and say,
absolutely,
hey,
yeah,
you know what? I don't want this. I don't want my kid reading this, right? I don't want my kid reading this. I'm not sure of this yet. I haven't thought this out yet. And for Archie to come and say, hey, you know what? You're narrow-minded if you don't buy. If you don't buy this for your 6-year-old daughter, you're narrow-minded. I have a problem with that.
Right. Well, you know what? You've got a good point. But more importantly, Pauly Shore has just entered the
who?
The Pauly Shore.
Who's he?
He was in a couple of movies. Don't worry about it. Here he is, Mr. Shore. How are you doing?
Hey,
how are you,
buddy?
Hey.
It's the weasel.
Hey, Pauly. So, Pauly, what's going on? What brings you to here to CFMU today?
I'm just winding the juice, wheezing the juice.
That's great. I'm not really too sure what you mean by all that, but
you guys have free punch in the living room. I don't know.
That's great. Well,
Pauly's getting hydrated.
Okay, so Pauly, thanks for coming out.
It's the weasel. What's going on? It's a radio show.
Okay, you know what? Let's just cut quickly, very quickly, to a musical interlude. All right,
thanks,
here we go.
Mr. Shore.
Here we go. Spider-Man musical type. You know, I don't know what you want to call it. Piano version. Awesome.
I love it. Okay, listen, CFMU McMaster Radio, we're doing the pledge week, I guess.
Pledge week.
905-528-9888 is the number to call and to do your pledge. cfmu.mcmaster.ca/promotions to just go right online and do your PayPal thing.
Yeah.
So, listen, we have, my God, we have, like, You know what? This is the first time it's ever happened, but we're going to have to ask celebrities to come back next year. Because there's a lineup of them.
We're running out of time. Running out of time.
But you know what? I got right to the front of the door. I asked them to come on. Front of the line.
Front of the line.
I asked them to come on. My hero, Mr. Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, hey. Rodney.
Mr. Dangerfield.
You know, I heard that Rodney Dangerfield was working on some clones type thing. I heard he was a big fan of the whole
cloning. Well, you know what it was Rodney Dangerfield was a big clone advocate.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like Dolly. Remember Dolly?
Yeah,
the whole
you're
thing.
Right.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
actually this is actually a Rodney clone.
Oh,
I didn't
realize. Okay,
a few years ago.
So we got Rodney's clone,
Mr. Rodney
hello,
clone.
Hello, clone. Hello, Rodney clone.
I tell you, it's great to be here. I once did radio, but I broke all the microphones. Careful, boys. Cheers are great. I tell you, I once donated $30 to Help for the Helpless, and I received a check in the morning.
That, of course, is the British Rodney Dangerfield, right? Yeah.
Well, you know, they got a little screw with the DNA issues, right?
Right.
So,
right.
Rodney, you know, do you like comics at all? Like, what's going on here?
Nah, but I tell you, it's lucky that I'm even here today. I paid the doorman $5, and he looked the other way.
Oh, I bet he did.
Nice,
he did, yeah.
Mr. Dangerfield. Now, Mr. Dangerfield, can you? We need a plug from you from CFMU, please, please.
Well, I love Stan Lee. He saved my life once. You know, a couple of guys, they were kicking the crap out of me in an alley one day, and I heard Stan Lee's voice say, "Guys, that's enough."
Nice,
oh,
nice. Stan Lee.
Nice.
You know,
That's enough, boys.
The humanitarian that Mr. Lee is. Well, thank you, Mr. Dangerfield. Thank you for dropping by.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm sure, pledges have gone up, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000?
Absolutely,
after Mr. Dangerfield.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's been great, guys. But I got to tell you, I got to go see the doctor, Vinny Bumbata, about how to drop some weight. He says, take off my shoes.
Hey!
We'll see you later, fellas.
Hey! Thanks a lot for coming by there.
Mr. Dangerfield. All right.
Clone.
So Chris,
clone.
You know what? We're at the end of the... Yeah, the clone. They got to go back to the drawing board.
They really do, yeah.
On that one. I'm serious.
How much time do we got left here?
I'm very, very excited. Our next guest here, Mr. Christian Bale.
Christian Bale
is here in
the guy that plays Batman?
At CFMU. Yeah.
I had no idea.
And he's here to help promote the radio station. Mr. Bale, hello.
Oh.
I've got a few minutes, guys.
Oh, Mr. Bale, are you looking forward to the new Batman movie?
Why are you so hesitant in your questions?
Sorry, I wasn't really thinking. I just, you know.
No, you weren't thinking.
I didn't mean to. I just thought maybe you might want to promote.
How about
CFMU?
I say your number? 905-528-9888.
Thank you very much. That is the number to call. If you want to pledge
Batman
for...
Batman says support CFMU.
Wow. Batman was just here. Wait. Christian Bale is... I suppose he is Batman, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He is. Christian Bale is Batman. And he supports CFMU.
As you should.
As you and I do,
yes.
And as we all should. Chris, man, we have 42 seconds left.
Very quickly. We got to talk about two deaths, unfortunately, that happened recently. Golden Age artist Sheldon Moldoff died at age 91. He was one of the guys that worked on a one-page story themed for Action Comics number one.
He was actually the last surviving member, last surviving person that worked on Action Comics number one. You know, the $2 million comic book. The comic book that started, you know, the reason you and I are here
is exactly
because of Action Comics number one.
But more importantly, really, he made his big thing with All-American Comics number 16, which featured the debut of the Golden Age Green Lantern.
Yes.
And then in 1940, he became a regular in Hawkman and helped create Hawk Girl. You know, he's done a lot of different key stuff. So really, great artist there.
One of the giants of the industry,
unfortunately, passed away. I mean, I personally had the privilege of talking to him many times at different conventions over the years.
Good for you.
Also, we have to make note that Ralph McQuarrie died on the weekend. Now, for those of you who don't know who Ralph McQuarrie is, he's not really much of a namesake, but for those in the Star Wars community, he is. He is the concept designer and artist for all the characters and creations and everything. The whole reason the way Star Wars looks the way it does is because of Ralph McQuarrie. He created the characters like Darth Vader, Chewbacca, Jawas, you know, it, you right. you name it, he created
one,
these
one
guys.
Of the unsung heroes.
Yes, great, great concept designer. I was also lucky enough to have his autograph, get his autograph a few years ago.
All right, Chris. Listen, 905-528-9888 to support your pledges. We have, oh my God, you know what? We couldn't keep this guy out. We tried to kick
All
him
right,
out.
We Mr. tried to kick him out.
Mr. Richard Simmons is here for the
oh
end of the
God,
show.
Oh my God, boys, am I the last guest on your
well,
show?
Well, Richard, you are.
Save the best for last, Mr. Simmons.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely you did. Now, what are you boys doing?
We're doing great. You know, Richard, we got to ask you. So as a guy that normally wears a lot of spandex yourself, how do you feel about all the different spandex that's being...
The merrier. Absolutely, Christopher. Oh, I would love to see you in some spandex tomorrow night.
Oh, boy. Okay. I was just going to ask you what you thought of the spandex people wearing in the comic books.
Well, you know what? It's absolutely a wonderful thing. And you know what? For every donation that you boys get, because you've earned every single one of them... I'm going to donate a Betamax copy of Richard Simmons Goes Butt Busters, okay?
Well,
we're going to watch those ponies fly. Yes, we are.
Okay, so very quickly, Richard, what's the number to call
That's
if you want to pledge? That's a
905-528-9888.
That's great.
A very
great.
Animated person, Mr. Yes. Simmons.
Thanks for coming in.
Great for coming by, Mr.
Love
Simmons.
Love to be here, boys.
All right, Chris, that's all the time we have for the show. Comic Culture is produced by Anthony Falcone, engineered by Andrew Robach. Comments and suggestions, please go to comicbookdaily.com. Click on the podcast link, scroll down, add your comments, and go to getthepointradio.com. But more importantly this week, please, please, please call 905-528-9888 or get on to cfmu.mcmaster.ca/promotions and pledge to the radio station.
And remember, only you can keep top quality programming like this on the air, so please donate today.
Support CFMU and your local comic book store.